flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Final hour of the week. It's been a great week here at Padres Fantasy Camp. Just had one of our best moments. Thanks again to Dave Dravecki, who just joined us and now is looking for the lunchroom. He says he always goes the wrong direction. It's right over there, Dave. It's right over there. Mark Loretta is sitting down, and we will talk with Lowe. But first, want to get another update on the Border 2 fire that is still burning down near Otay Mesa. Here's Dorothy Tran with the latest in San Diego.
Dorothy Tran for Odyssey San Diego with an update on the Border 2 fire on Otay Mountain. A few more school closures have been announced. Eastlake High, Eastlake Middle, Olympian High, East Hills Academy, High Tech High Chula Vista, and Arroyo Vista Charter School will be closed today, in addition to Salt Creek, Camarena, Wolf Canyon, Olympic View, Liberty, Eastlake Elementary, and Marshall. All other schools will remain open in the Chula Vista Elementary School District, but on rainy day schedule due to the poor air quality. Evacuation warnings remain in effect in the areas surrounding Otay Lakes, and you do have a couple of evacuation centers set up, one at Southwestern College, the other at the Regal Edwards Cinema in Rancho San Diego. The 94 is closed east and westbound at Otay Lakes Road. Traffic is closed just south of Otay Mesa Road and Alta Road. And Otay Lakes Road is closed at Oeste Road. And as a reminder, please stay clear of the road so fire crews can get to the scene. And do not fly your drones to get footage of the fires. You got crews in the sky trying to put this out, and you will be fined $1,000. Stay tuned for more updates as the story develops.
All right, thank you, Dorothy. We'll give you any more information if it changes or becomes available. But right now, back at Fantasy Camp and sitting down with another of the camp coaches here, always one of my favorites. Although, I'd like to do a fantasy golf camp with Mark Loretta someday.
That would be great.
I played a couple of times this week. This is like almost a vacation week for me. I come, we do the radio show. I'm done at 11 a.m. Arizona time. Got an afternoon to kill. I went out yesterday, had another 18, played a new course called Sterling Grove out off the 303. Really fun course, but I always have to play by myself because everyone else is out here playing baseball. So,
well, hopefully you got paired with some nice people.
I did, actually. It was weird. Guy from Des Moines says, oh, I know one person in San Diego. Do you know? And I go, what are the chances that I'm going to know the one person from Des Moines in San Diego? And he goes, you know Bryce Miller. He writes for the Union Tribune. I actually do know.
Of course I know Bryce, yes.
I'll text him and say hello for you. It's a very small world, Mark. It is a very small world. So how's the fantasy camp experience? How many is this for you? Three, four? How many times?
I think this is my fourth year.
Fourth year of fantasy camp?
I apologize for the frog in my throat. I've got a little bit of allergies going. It's been windy out here.
Yeah.
A lot of dust.
Dry, windy.
Of course, windy in San Diego. My heart goes out to people affected by the fires, of course. But, this is a great week of the year for us as well. I mean, Mud and I have been coaching now for 3 years. Low riding mud flaps. We were the defending champs. But we got off to an 0-2 start, rallied to win three in a row, and then lost the next two. So we were one run away. Had we won yesterday, we would have been in the finals. Instead, we're playing for fifth place today.
So, wow. Things can change quickly at fantasy camp.
Razor thin margin. That's how good the talent and the quality of play is out here.
Yeah, there's a lot of tiebreakers involved because Paulie was three and his team was 3-4 as well, but somehow they snuck into
the
third place game.
We beat you guys in the first day.
Exactly.
So we had the jump on you.
Exactly.
We got into the third place game somehow.
Yeah, Paulie's in the running for MVP. He's had a great camp. both on the offense and defensive side. Pretty impressive.
How'd you and Mudd end up together as coaches? Obviously, you know,
I've been on that team. It was a lot of fun.
Different eras of Padres baseball. You did a little broadcasting, obviously, back in the day, and I'm sure you've known Mark for a long time. But what's that pairing like?
Yeah, it's a great pairing. We look forward to it every year. I think, you know, I got to know, obviously, Mudd when I was playing here. And, you know, I have a long history with Matt Vasgersian, for example, excuse me. And he was in Double-A with the Brewers when I was coming up.
Matt Oh, really?
Vasgersian, yeah. And so we kind of graduated to the Brewers together. And then he came to San Diego. And then, of course, he was thick as thieves with Mudd. And so we spent a lot of time together. But I tell you what, I laugh more this week than I probably do the entire rest of the year combined. Just the banter and the, you know, the back and forth, the innuendo. It's just really, really funny out here.
Mudd's a silly human being,
yeah.
But sometimes I think his baseball acumen can be underrated because of how he does that. Mudd was good. We joke about it. Mudd was a good pitcher back in the day. You know,
yeah, he was pretty good.
He knows what he was doing out there.
No doubt. And he's got a steel trap memory. He's got a memory of an elephant. It's incredible. Him on trivia.
He does.
It's unreal. I mean, he knows everything about music, about sports, basketball, baseball. He's a walking encyclopedia.
He's also got a head the size of an elephant.
Correct.
As well.
Well,
so.
Yeah, that was sort of the reference.
All right, so so give us your thoughts. Obviously, this has been a very different offseason for the Padres. You know, A.J. Preller is usually, if not the most active general manager in trades and signing players, he's one of them. But this year it's been very quiet. We know, you know, the Padres are right up against the luxury tax. You know, we assume that that's playing a part in this. But how do you evaluate after getting so close to knocking off the Dodgers and then kind of being quiet here? There's kind of a restlessness in the Padres fan base wondering, yeah, when are we going to see some action? What's going to happen? How do you read this, Mark?
Yeah, I just think things are going to be later now. I think a lot of it was on hold with the Roque decision. You know, unfortunately, he decided to go up to L.A., but I think they put a lot of time and effort and resources into that pitch to Sasaki, and I think that was kind of the domino that sort of, you know, allows them to do other things. So I think you're going to see a lot of activity pick up here, you know, towards the end of January, first part of February is my guess.
I think, you know, trying to replace Jurickson Profar now is got to be a priority. And that's a tough loss. I mean, you know, three-year contract, good for Jurickson, $42 million at this stage of his career, cashing in. Don't begrudge him. And I know Atlanta's getting a good player, and I know he's going to be missed here in San Diego. What do you feel like is it tougher to replace the production after the season Jurickson had, or is it tougher to the clubhouse guy that he was for the San Diego Padres?
That's a good question. I think it's a little bit of both. I think we have a lot of character guys and leaders now emerging in our clubhouse, so I think you know, that void can be filled. And his production was tremendous last year. I mean, what he did on a one-year contract was incredible. And to your point, don't begrudge him for, you know, cashing in. You know, I think, you know, he's been the guy who's always sort of been, you know, that late sign, and for him to get a 3-year guaranteed contract, I'm sure was very, very attractive. But again, you know, I'd never discount AJ, and I know he's got a lot of, you know, things in the fire and you know, with trades or signings or whatever. So it's going to be interesting here in the next 6 weeks, is my guess.
What was the moment where you felt like finally secure in your big league career?
The day I retired. No, you know, I think once you get kind of into those arbitration years, and now, you know, you're an everyday player, you know, you're making substantial money. You know, I think once I went to where I was in Milwaukee, and Davey Loos, my manager, said, "Hey, you're going to be our everyday shortstop this year." That was sort of when, okay, you know, now I'm not a utility guy anymore. I'm a little bit more secure. But the thing about baseball, man, you're never safe. You're never safe. You're an injury away. You're a bad season away from being sort of forgotten. So it's you're always on edge a little bit.
You got to the level of your career, though, you know, all-star player. I mean, that obviously changes. I would assume at some point you're just like, okay, I just want to survive. To at some point, no, okay, now I want to leave a bit of a legacy. You know, I want to leave a mark on the game at some point.
Yeah, typically I think that's right. You come up, you're like, you're just enamored to be in the big leagues. You're like, I got to stay here. I got to find a way. And then you think about, okay, you know, how am I going to get financially secure? Is that going to be an option? You know, how's that going to work? And then I think towards the, you know, middle to end of your career, it gets to all be all about winning. And, you know, I only made the playoffs twice, unfortunately, once with San Diego and then once with the Dodgers at the end of my career. But that's where it gets fun. I mean, you know, the last few years with the Padres, even not being on the team but being invested with the team, has just been a blast getting into those playoff series and watching them.
Is that why, you know, I've seen him bopping around the building, a player like Jackson Merrill is so unique because he doesn't strike me as a guy who's worried about sticking around or making money. He's, like, got here and looks like all he cares about is producing and winning and being a ball player. And that's pretty unique for a kid who's, you know, 20 going on 21 here.
That's
right.
We
talked to him just for a minute earlier in the week. We said, how's the offseason been, Jackson? He goes, effing boring, bro. I'm ready to get back out there. I'm like, settle down. Like, you got a long career ahead
of
you.
Who's the guy who said, you know, I stare out the window and wait till spring? You know, that's my offseason. But I think you're right. I mean, you know, there are guys like that that just love the game, you know, are just playing a kid's game, even though it's a grown-up sport. And, you know, he's out here with Wyatt Hoffman, who's one of his best buddies, and they just look like they're in college having fun. And, you know, I think Jackson is quickly becoming, you know, a real leader on this team. I really expect him to do great things like he did last year.
I've got to, when you say Wyatt Hoffman, I've got to stop picturing a four-year-old because
exactly.
That's always what I have in my mind. Wyatt Hoffman, little Wyatt Hoffman. Wait, no, he's not. They're the same age as Jackson. So
totally.
Well, Mark, I know you guys got a game coming up. I'll let you go, but I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us, sitting down, talking fantasy camp and Padres. Always good to see you.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for being out
here. That's Mark Loretta. We're going to take a timeout, get a check of traffic. Before we do, I want to tell everybody about SDFatLoss.com. You've heard my story. It was great. I changed my life. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. Most importantly, I've kept it off. But it's not just me. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, we have other people, John Flint and our radio group who've done it, and so many tier ones who've made the call and found out how the program works. It really is actually quite simple. Like, deceptively simple, though. Like, they tell you how to eat, when to eat, what foods to eat, how to prepare it, and then you just do it, and you lose the weight. I ate a lot of chicken and steak during my program, things I liked. That was a big difference for me. I didn't like the programs where you had to buy bars and mixes and stuff. Like, no one wants to buy something that doesn't taste good and you don't want to keep eating. The real trick is, though, once you go off those bars and mixes, it's really hard to keep the weight off. This program, you're still eating the same kind of foods, just maintaining your weight. And it's been a huge, huge reset for me. Feel better, better energy, better sleep. You can as well. Just go to SDFatLoss.com, set up your free consultation, a new you in the new year. And if you do it before January 31st, you're going to get $200 off with their New Year special. Just another reason. The biggest reason, though, your health. Feeling great. Looking great. This is the way to do it with SDFatLoss.com. So again, go to the website, SDFatLoss.com, schedule your free consultation, and find out how you can have a new you and a new year from SDFatLoss.com.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks again to Mark Loretta sitting down for a few minutes. He and Paulie will have their final game coming up this afternoon. We may have Woodsy back in 15, 20 minutes or so as he wraps up his final game out on the stadium field here at the Peoria Sports Complex. Of course, Padres not that far away. Pitchers and catchers reporting in less than 3 weeks now. And they have their first game against the Seattle Mariners on February 21st, less than a month away.
Wow.
Will be their Cactus League opener against their complex rivals here in Peoria, Arizona. So spring training is going to be here before you know it. And just this hour, a little news drop from the San Diego Padres, who announced much of their 2025 giveaway promotional and theme schedule. So, you know, all the bobbleheads and everything that they were announced, but kind of buried a little bit in this announcement, Paulie. And I don't know if you caught this yet.
I haven't read the press release yet.
The press release says that this will be the final year of the City Connects, the mint and pink and white City Connects. This is the last year. There are a few City Connect-style giveaways still coming up this season, but after this year, those uniforms will be gone. I don't know if that means they'll come out with a new set of City Connects for 2026, or the City Connect thing is just over, if there's going to be like a uniform overhaul for the San Diego Padres. But
does every team at this point have a City Connect?
I believe so. Now
I think so. I
think
the Padres were in that first wave.
Frankie, what do you know about the City Connects?
I think there's still another wave of teams still yet to come out with theirs, but
yeah,
I believe
I wasn't
this
sure
is the
that
last
everybody
year.
Got theirs yet. But I was told originally it was going to be a 2-year thing, and it's been at least 3 years now, right?
They've been popular. I mean, you know, you don't get rid of things that fans seem to enjoy.
Right.
Fans, for the most part, seem to have enjoyed the City Connects, but this will be the last year. I assume there will still be the Friday night home jersey of choice for the San Diego Padres going forward. Now, I don't think you can really read too much into a giveaway schedule. The marketing department and the baseball operations department aren't exactly holding hands when it comes to things like scheduling giveaways and moves. And we've seen plenty of times where a guy has a giveaway scheduled and they get traded. But it is interesting to note, and a few people have noted it on social media already, Padres do have both Dylan Cease and Luis Arraez bobblehead giveaways scheduled, and both of them not only scheduled, but later in the season as well.
Yeah.
You know, does that mean that Dylan Cease and Luis Arraez will not be traded? It does not mean that. If the right deal comes around, any player can be traded, especially guys going into the final year of the contract. But they're Padres certainly operating, at least from a business perspective, as though the players that they have on the team now will still be around going forward.
There's Can you imagine AJ has some trade ready to go, and then he finds out,
there's a bobblehead, I can't do it. No, and in fact, I believe, I think the Marlins had an Arraez bobblehead getting ready to give away, and then they traded him to the San Diego Padres last season. A couple of the other bobbleheads, though, there's a Jackson Merrill, a Michael King. He's got a King's crown on. Tony Gwynn rookie bobblehead from his 1983 season with
cool.
A look. And there is a Fernando Tatis Jr. bat flip bobblehead. I'm not sure exactly how that works. There's maybe a little like wire attached to it because the bat's just kind of floating out in the air on the bat flip in front of him. So I'm not sure the engineering required necessary to make these bobbleheads. The Padres have had plenty of unique bobbleheads over the years, including the Ha-Sung Kim one where his helmet would fall off just like it would normally fall off. So got the Tatis bat flip bobblehead as well.
So they're doing the San Diego color beaded necklace for kids on Sunday,
okay, that's a new
September
one.
14th. You saw like guys like Bogarts and Merrill, they were wearing those cool, sparkly, beaded necklaces throughout most of last year. So now a bunch of kids can get those, and that'll be, September 14th.
As far as the wearables, including an Aloha shirt, a military hoodie, so like the military Sunday uniforms turned into a hoodie, and a Manny Machado basketball jersey, similar to the Joe Musgrove basketball jersey giveaway that they had as well. So that's just kind of a taste. You can go to Padres.com. They will have the entire list for you for the 2025 giveaway calendar, theme games that are scheduled with, you know, Star Wars night returning and Harry Potter night, Hello Kitty night, all the beer fests and cerveza fests and everything. I mean, they got their plans set for 2025. I promise you there will be a season.
You've been clamoring for a Hello Kitty theme game night.
I've always been a big Hello Kitty guy myself. So. So that is out now. I know people like to complain about the time. Jackson Profar gets away, and then you announce the promotional schedule.
I get it. I understand fully that the marketing and baseball ops are on totally different sides of the building and not working together. They don't care about things like that. You do kind of have to laugh, though, sometimes.
I mean, I'm sure that they have been preparing for this rollout, you know, scheduled, all right, we're going to do it on Friday, January 24th is when we're going to roll out the promotional calendar. They don't coincide with baseball ops moves. You can have big moves, you can have bad moves, you can have no moves. They go on during the offseason as well. Business also continues during the offseason for the San Diego Padres. So, yeah, you know, I'm excited about some of the giveaways as well. Obviously, we care as fans more about the product on the field and what it's going to look like, and that remains
a
big question.
Did you say you're excited for some of the giveaways?
I am excited for some of the giveaways.
Really?
I mean, I still wear my Joe Musgrove
actually, you're right.
Floppy hat. I mean,
we make fun of you for not collecting anything or anything
but
like that.
But I like the useful ones. Like bobbleheads, I have no real interest in. I don't mind if they're sitting in the studio. It's the useful ones, the occasional hat giveaway that I will use.
The woman repeller.
My wife agrees with that as well. I just use it to walk the dog to keep the sun off my neck while I go out in the neighborhood. It's just I have it with the dog leash. It's the Joe Musgrove floppy hat. I got the little bag so I can pick up, you know, any droppings that are left behind. And that's my routine when I go out with my Joe Musgrove hat on the dog walk every day.
Never change, Benny.
I know my dog misses me.
Never change.
Probably. I know the kids have been walking her as we've been gone, but it's not the same. She misses me, and she'll be happy to see me tonight.
My wife and my dog are losing their mind.
Without you? Yeah. It's out of their routine. They just don't. They miss their people when they're gone. So you're staying for your game. So I have to drive Woods back.
Yeah, you guys are going to have a little road trip.
I'm fine with that.
Woods is not fine with that, but it was his idea also.
He wants to get home faster.
Yes.
Now,
he wants to go see Bo's football game tonight.
Yeah.
And you guys should be back in time for that.
And while he'll say that I drive too slowly and you get back faster, we're just getting the jump on you by like 3 or 4 hours. So there's no way, no matter how slowly I drive, you're going to be able to make up that difference. So he's willing to accept my slower pace on the way home in order
it's
to get home.
It's been 84 years.
Not that slow of a driver. I think he's exaggerating just a tiny bit. But do you have any recommendations for me to keep Woods calm and sane in the passenger seat? He'll probably fall asleep for a lot.
I've only driven him a little bit. Like I drove from Gila Bend into Phoenix on the way out here, which was hour plus. He likes to do most of the driving as he's walking back in from his game. How do we do?
Lost by two.
Oh, so officially,
Woodsy was on
the last place team, the eighth place fantasy camp team. All right, he's going to go get something to drink, and we'll take a time
out. Advice for him on the drive, just get ready for a lot of Deftones and a lot of music that you have never heard.
What makes you think he's going to have any way of accessing my Bluetooth in my car, though?
Because he will.
He'll find a way to do that?
You're going to be able to, as a driver, you think you're going to control the
music? I thought we were listening to Yacht Rock the whole way home. Is that not going to be the case?
Chance.
See, that's what I was worried about. Well, maybe I'll just make him wait for you then, later in the day. All right, we'll come back. We'll get Woodsy back. And if he's here, you want to play a little Take on Woods?
Sure.
All right, we'll do Take on Woods in the final segment if you want to get online. Chance to qualify at the end of the week for the trip to Las Vegas. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, our musical trivia challenge. Woodsy returns, final segment of the week. Ben and Woods coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All right, all three of us back together for our final segment of the week. That seems correct.
Hi, guys.
Seems appropriate. Welcome back, Woods. You look like a happy camper, even though we just found out that you lost and finished in last place. another good fantasy camp experience,
man,
for you?
You know, it's the weirdest thing. I'm super sad now that it's over. Super sad. Playing in that stadium, is absolutely incredible.
It's so much
fun. And having your name announced, and I made a play up the middle, and Hoffie was cheering for me, and Chris Gomez was like, oh, my God, great play. Like, that is, to me, it's amazing. I ended my camp with the best ball I hit right at the center field. Right at him, man. Barreled it, and that's my lasting
memory.
See,
now that is the most big league experience you can have.
Really?
Hitting the tar out of the ball.
Yeah.
And it landing right in the mid of someone out
just
there.
Just took five steps back. I thought I had him, and he, boom, catches it. And
I had the same one against you guys the other day.
That
was my best hit of the year,
best
of
hit
the
of
week,
the deal.
And right at a center fielder.
And now cool. I am now, you know, knowing I'm not playing baseball for at least a few weeks. I think our season kicks off in February. I'm super bummed. I am just depressed as all get out now. I just want to go back out and play another game.
Well, don't let the competitive juices completely flow out of
you
because
let's go.
We got a contestant on the line, and we're going to play some Take on Woods right after a check of traffic. Here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Oh, the talkback. Frank just called Woods the last place Louie. He's not on the headset right now, so he didn't get to hear that comment. But I can always share it with him later. Woodsy's left. He's at the training office across the way, so he doesn't get to hear this portion of the game, in which Luke is our contestant today on Take on Woods. Good morning, Luke. How are you?
Good. How you doing, boys?
Good, man. Thanks for joining us. You got a chance here if you can beat or tie Woods to qualify for our grand prize drawing here in January. It's a trip to Las Vegas to see the Scorpions on August 14th, plus a two-night stay at Planet Hollywood and a $100 gas card. The Scorpions returning with their 60 years of the Scorpions Las Vegas residency show live August 14th through the 23rd at PH Live at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. All right, give you a little advantage here. I will let you choose the category. Here are your three picks today. We've got rock and roll hits. Those are all two-second songs, and every song includes the phrase rock and roll. We have a mystery category in which the two-second song will make everything easier after you get that one with all the questions. And then finally, all in. Part two, we had an all-in category recently, another batch of five songs that begin with the word all. So, rock and roll hits, mystery category, or all in? What would you like to play, Luke?
Let's do mystery category.
Ah, the mystery category. All right, we've got the mystery category for you. Again, the first song and the title will be the same word that will appear in all the other four song titles as well. So if you get that first one, you are in great shape. You'll get 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. And remember, with the two-second song, you need to give me both the title and the artist. And remember, listen closely, because Frank keeps those two-second songs at 2 seconds. He's a stickler for the rules here. All right, Luke, are you ready to play?
No, let's try.
All right, Frank's got to need a second to cue everything up. Luke, how you doing? What you got on tap this weekend?
Not much. Just going to watch some football, hopefully get out to Admiral Baker tomorrow, get around it, and then
nice.
That's about it.
Before the rain hits this weekend, we need that rain with all the fires and everything.
No
but
kidding.
It does impact. Hopefully they get the golf tournament done and everything. All right, Frankie's ready. All right, Frank, if you would put 60 seconds on the clock. Luke, your time will begin when Frank plays the music of our first song. Remember, song, title, and artist. Good luck, Luke. Let's take on Woods.
Higher by Creed?
That is correct. Which 1967 song by Jackie Wilson has the words, "Your love keeps lifting me," in parentheses in the title?
Pass.
"People Keep on Learning" opens the chorus of which 1973 Stevie Wonder hit, in which he played all the instruments and used a Moog synthesizer and clavinet like in 1972 Superstition?
Pass.
Chaka Khan performed the background vocals for which 1986 Steve Winwood hit?
Higher and Higher? I have no idea.
That was the earlier one. You could say Coldplay believed in something bigger than themselves when they recorded which Grammy-nominated lead track from their 2021 album, Music of the Spheres?
Higher Power?
That is correct. People Keep on Learning opens the chorus. Okay, you got two. You got Higher by Creed and Higher Power. Higher and Higher was the Jackie Wilson song. Your Love Keeps Lifting Me. Higher and Higher. Higher Ground is Stevie Wonder, and Higher Love is Steve Winwood. All right, got Woods. Woods, here you go. I got to signal him from way across the complex here. Hang on the line, Luke. Your score is locked in. I will turn my screen just to give Woods no easy way to see our mystery category here today. All right, Luke's score is locked in. Welcome back, Woods.
All right.
Get you online.
Okay.
All right, Frankie's going to recue everything. 60 seconds back on the clock. Your time begins when Frank plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Luke.
That is Higher by Creed.
Correct. Which 1967 song by Jackie Wilson has the words, "Your love keeps lifting me," in parentheses in the title?
Higher and Higher.
Correct. People Keep on Learning opens the chorus of which 1973 Stevie Wonder hit?
Higher Ground.
Correct. Chaka Khan performed the background vocals for which 1986 Steve Winwood hit?
Higher Love.
Correct. You could say Coldplay believed in something bigger than themselves when they recorded which Grammy-nominated lead track from their 2021 album Music of the Spheres?
Higher Taint.
Higher Power.
Oh, so close.
But a 4-2 win for Woodsy to wrap up the week in our mystery category. Obviously, Higher was the key word there. Luke, thank you for playing, but Woodsy takes this one again. He had a good week.
Nice to get a dub.
And take on Woods. Yeah, didn't get a lot of dubs in baseball.
No, just two.
He had more, I think, in take on Woods.
Yeah, I think we tied, week. Actually. Yeah, 2-2-2. Two, two, two.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any reaction to the news in the sports world while you were gone? Do you even know what the news in the sports world was?
I saw some bobblehead talk on Twitter.
Yeah, Padres giveaways talk. But Pete Carroll was hired as the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders.
No kidding.
Reportedly. Yeah.
Reportedly.
It's close. They're not
finalized.
Not
I thought that was a done deal.
I saw that was
Schefter put it out there, though. So it's probably true.
I saw that was a possibility last night. Good for Pete Carroll, man. I think that's pretty cool.
He's going to be 74 later this year.
He's a guy that is a 49-year-old that can barely walk. Like, I'm just a load. He's an inspiration.
He has more energy than all three of us combined.
It's unbelievable, man. I wish I had that motor. I've got a motor, but that is a different kind of motor. That's cool. Good for them. I think that's good hire.
And then we got the official word that they will be bringing the Genesis Invitational Tigers Tournament to Torrey Pines.
Oh, nice.
Next month. So we got
next month.
February 13th through the 16th.
Okay.
Get a second PGA Tour event coming to San Diego. Just the 1 year, but you're going to have that big signature field and should have all the big stars of the game just on the South Course. Sure, it's going to be tough like it's playing this week as well, but we got some more golf coming to San Diego.
How horned up are you about that?
I'm excited about that. Well, I love the Farmers Insurance Open. Missed it this year for the most part. I'll be there tomorrow, but usually I'm there two or three days at least. We were out here this week. It was worth it.
Thank
I love coming
you for
out
this,
here.
By the way.
But I was like, I missed it. So now I get my bonus golf tournament. I get to enjoy that as well next month.
Now, are you going – You're going to get home and start working the phones for this, right?
for the Genesis?
Yeah, you're going to be working the phones on this one. I would imagine.
I mean, I'm just so unclear as to, like, I don't know what the process is going to be. Are they just going to leave all the grandstands up for an entire month? Because, you know, after tomorrow, the course returns to be open for the public. You can go, you know, play Torrey and... You know, usually they take a day or two and everything's gone and they move on to the next event. But now will they have, like, if you play Torrey, will you have all the stands up and everything for the next month? I kind of want to go out there and play the course if that's going to be the case.
Well, listen to the conundrum that I'm in. So we're down on the field today. It's speaking of Torrey Pines. So the great Trevor Hoffman, Hall of Famer, grabs me and he goes, "Hey, come here." So go over there. He goes, "I'll be at spring training. I'll see you guys then. When we get back, I want to play Torrey." Here's the thing. I don't want to play golf with Trevor Hoffman. Not even a little bit.
You don't want him to think of you.
Well,
lesser.
I mean, he's not allowed to
heckle you on the golf
but
course.
It doesn't matter. I am horrible. And at Torrey Pines, I am triple horrible. Yeah. So you want to talk about like Cadillac problems?
You want a caddy for me, man?
Oh, sorry. Trevor Hoffman wants you to play golf. You want to talk? What did Brett Boone say about me? Do you think I'll sleep the night before? I'll be at the range and hit 3,000 balls. You can't have a head case out there playing golf with him. It's the worst. I'm like, that's the worst thing that anybody's ever asked me to do. If he had said to me, Woodsy, I'd rather you, can you come over and wash up my cars and trucks? I'd say, yeah, in a heartbeat. I'll come over, cut your
grass.
See,
now to me, that's a dream come true.
I know.
To me,
it's a living, walking nightmare.
But you getting invited. To play teen.
Yeah, sorry, you didn't get invited.
I didn't get invited?
No, he just asked me.
I thought he was asking.
No, he said me. I want to play golf with you is what he said.
Not me?
He didn't mention you.
What?
He said me. He asked me to play. I mean, you can go beg for an invite.
Did he not even think of me?
I don't think he did. But it's a nice.
I'm sitting right here.
He will. Number one, I've heard when you play golf, I have buddies that play with him. They said, strap in, dude. Like, strap in. He's going to.
Well, I've seen Trevor a couple times out on the golf course.
And he's good.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
He gets a little.
Frisky?
He gets a little loose.
A little loose. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You know, he's not, you know, how a lot of golfers will enjoy an adult beverage or two on the course. I've seen Trevor.
I try like 14. Yeah, so.
A couple of times.
I can't hang there. B, my game is dog ass. And then, like, you're playing with him, so.
Well, and after that sixth beer, it's going to be like, all right, what do you think? Like 500 a hole here?
Now I'm nervous. Okay, maybe I don't want to play.
Hey, babe.
I don't want
to
play.
How'd you play? I lost $7,000 to Trevor Hoffman, and who doesn't need it, by the way.
What's Trevor's handicap, I wonder?
He's probably – I bet he's in the 5-6 range. But
I think I can look it up on my app.
Don't get me wrong. I'm beyond honored to be asked. But I was like, can we just go throw the ball around? Like, can you just come out and throw with me or something? I don't know. But, man, you talk about some gems out here. All these coaches have been incredible and kind and, you know, forthcoming with stories and help. There's my coach, Arky, right there, just crushed it this week. So it was a lot of fun, man. But don't spin yourself out about this, Ben. He's
more spun out about the drive.
All right. Trevor Hoffman, index, 5.4 handicap.
Yeah. Look up Stephen Woods.
I'm a 6.4 index.
Yep.
So
well, you weren't invited again, so you know.
We'd be a pretty good match.
You would.
You do have the official index? Or you
yeah,
just have
I got
the,
official.
You do have the official?
Yeah.
GHIN?
Yes.
All right.
This is great on-air content.
There's a lot of Woodses in Southern California.
Yeah, there's a lot of us. This is great on-air content.
I have to scroll all the way down to the S's.
Paulie, what time's your game?
In like an hour.
That's not, let's see. There's Steve Woods, Cordoval Golf Club. That's not you. Nope. Steven Woods, Balboa Park Men's Club?
Maybe.
16.6?
That sounds about right.
All right, there you go.
That's right. 16.6.
All right, not bad.
Yeah, 10-stroke difference.
You know what? That's better than the average golfer.
But
in
at Torrey, it'd be 26.
Oh, yeah. You get 24, 25 strokes for a 16 handicap.
Yeah, it's
now, does he want to play the back tees?
I have no idea.
Trevor hits it a long way.
But he wants to play with me. And
no
I
doubt
said,
about
oh,
that.
I said, yeah, that'd be great. But inside, internally, I'm screaming because I don't want to.
Do you ever play any golf?
Nah.
No, he
plays guitar.
He plays guitar, not golf.
I love you, Flan. Thank you, buddy.
It's too hoity-toity for Flan, I think.
Big time.
Yeah, he's
big
a man of the people.
He really is.
I am not a man of the people.
You cannot get a more man of the people person than
Flan.
Tim Flannery.
That's what I was thinking, too.
The heart and soul of this game, man. He's great.
So, anyway, I get the news that the golf tournament's coming to Torrey Pines.
That's Pete good.
Carroll likely to be the coach of the Raiders.
Wait, Paulie, you said something about he spun out about the drive?
Well, I spun him out a little bit because he asked for some advice on what it's like road tripping with you, making that drive. We've done it a million times, you and I. I said, yeah. Just get ready for, you know, a lot of music that you absolutely have never heard before.
Correct.
And he goes, but I'm driving.
Yeah, but if you drive,
the
you can
driver
pick your own
gets
music.
To choose
yeah,
the music.
That's
right?
True. I mean, I got AirPods. I can put my AirPods.
I didn't think
on.
You were going to roll with that.
I said, how is he even going to access my Bluetooth in my car? Paulie says he'll find a way.
Well, so I mess with his. He's got the Sirius, so I just mess with all his.
Oh,
I
you
just,
go to the channel.
I just keep moving.
Don't
his
change any of my presets. Please.
Let's listen to.
I have them. I have them well. Curated.
That's
for
fine.
My own listening pleasure.
That's fine. I was going to take a nap, but I'm too wired right now to do it. I'm ready to get home, see my family.
Are we stopping for lunch on the way home?
We drive through. We got no stops.
You
I do have
get
to get the
quick.
Kids okay. some presents fine. At a gas station, so we got to stop at like a Circle K.
Well, I assume there's at least three stops for you to use the restroom on the way.
I
home.
Only stopped once. We only probably well, we did our normal two stops, but I didn't have to pee.
All right,
but yeah, so we'll be good
because I got gas already. So right. We probably could make it home without stopping at all if you really wanted to.
I'm ready.
But you have to get some souvenirs.
I do need to get some souvenirs. So
are they going
to
be Arizona themed?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you get a souvenir here and like?
Padres camp. No,
they like the stuff from the gas station.
Grabbing some of that red hot liniment.
we have plenty of that. So yeah, what time will we get home, you think?
Well, we save an hour, so probably 3 to 3:30.
Oh, okay, that's good. Game's at
yeah.
5.
Yeah.
As long as I get home before game time, I'm good. Paulie's going to have my car. I'll go get it in Escondido tomorrow.
Maybe 3:45. We'll
yeah.
be fine.
All right, good. Good, good, good. Fun week, guys. I'm excited to get back in the studio Monday. The on-the-road shows are tough. Obviously, been a tough week in Padres land. Certainly appreciate everyone's comments and feelings about that. We'll see where next week brings us. We got Fan Fest next weekend. That's going to be a trip for now. But I would like to see them do something. Anything else happening in baseball today?
You didn't hear, but in the promotional calendar announcement, Padres did say this is the last year of the City Connects.
Whoa!
So the
we don't know if that means a new
pink.
One.
I don't know if we're getting a new one in 2026 or they just go away after 2025. But if you love the City Connects, 2025 will be your last year to enjoy those on Friday nights as the home uniform.
Okay. That's kind of big news.
That's a big change, yeah. And we were trying to figure out, has every team rolled them out? Is this the last year of rolling them out and then moving on?
It'd be smart to do a new one, right? Like, because it's smart business, make more money rolling out new uniforms.
Because people have to have every version of everything.
100%.
They'll have to then buy some new merchandise if they roll out new City Connects.
That's crazy. That's crazy, crazy news.
We also talked about ESPN. It's just fodder right now, yeah. Off-season stuff. But they did their bold predictions for the off-season,
uh-huh.
for what's left of the off-season. They said A.J. Preller will make a big trade, which
okay.
is not a bold prediction at all.
Right.
And their prediction for the Dodgers was that they sign Alex Bregman.
Alex Bregman?
Why not? They need a replacement for Max Muncy after next season. They'll already have him in-house. Just go ahead and just murder us all now.
Alex Bregman!
Yeah.
Where's he going to play?
He's going to miss split time between first, third, and second and third, and then he'll take over for Muncy after next season when Muncy's a free agent.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. Why the F not?
Yeah, why not?
He's not getting his contract anywhere else. Dodgers can afford it. Why not? Just add one more superstar player before the end of the offseason.
I mean, it's comical at this point. I'm rooting for it. At this point,
you know
I'm
what?
Actually rooting for it.
I am, too.
I'm like, you know what?
If they want to go all in,
have a ball.
Then go all
have
in.
A ball. Hope it falls apart.
Thank you all for being with us.
Thank you, guys.
To everybody here.
Yeah, thanks to Frank back in our studios all week long, sitting in that room all by himself. We appreciate you, Frankie. Thanks to the Padres for hosting us out again this week. It's been a whole lot of fun. For Stephen Woods and Paul Reindel, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great weekend from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Annie Elston coming up next.